Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
It to whomsoever that he will, and set it them over it, set it up over it the basis of man. In other words, when you me feni panua. He chooses them and places them to the heights of life because he rules in the affairs of men. But he began by saying that there is a matter which is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones. They are sitting down and said, watchers, a class of angels. And holy ones, and also a class of angels. According to the word of God, there are 15 classes of angels. Cherubim is one. Seraphim is one. This one, watchers, they are one. And then the holy ones are one. The Bible makes it also clear. One day he called Michael the archangel. It is a class. It's a class. If you read the book of Revelation, there are some angelic beings that we have no idea about. If you read carefully, the Bible said there are certain classes of angels, their back is full of eyes, front are full of eyes. The day you appear in heaven, you may realize that there are creatures that your mind has even not imagined. Creatures. So the Bible called the four living creatures. Four living creatures. Why does he call them creatures? Because you can't imagine how they look like. Hallelujah. This is a spiritual court. And will be our declare a fast. You know, when you make touch the Moses, tell the people to sanctify themselves. Tomorrow I will visit them. In other words, in my visitation, I shall not find anything when the case is presented. When I appear, there will be a matter or a case. Can you turn it into a different version? Possibly we can have some words which will bring us to some kind of judicial verbose words. Possibly will help us to, you know, do this particular thing by the grace of God. The Bible said this decision is of the alert and watchful angels. So then, let all people, everyone know that the Supreme God has power over human kingdoms. In another version, the Bible said, in this particular scene, he said, the angels announce this decree. The holy watchman brings this sentence. I think now I'm having a word from court. Sentence. Sentence to death. We are good. We are very good. So that everyone living will know that the high God rules human kingdoms. He arranges kingdom affairs however he wishes and makes leaders out of losers. Losers. It was God that made them leaders. Me, I was a loser. God, where he picked me from, I did not deserve, you know, to even stand here. God picked a loser. Now, maybe see me a loser. Mumbe bro, one more day, I'm a loser's quit. Raised to the power 14. I'm telling you. He makes leaders out of losers. Another version, he says, interestingly, he said, I don't want this. We just read this one. Any other thing, please, we can be able to work with that. NLT, whatever, all that, bring it on. The Bible said, and for this has been decreed by the messengers, it is commanded by the holy ones, so that everyone may know that the Most High rules over the kingdom of the world, kingdoms of the world. He gives them to anyone he chooses, even to the lowest, lowliest people of people. I'm serious. By the grace of God, she has set up a foundation. And the foundation sends people to Israel for free. You don't ask her as she's led. So she can send a message to a pastor who is in somewhere in a prime place. In somewhere, Damango, or Wah, Tumu. And then sends an invitation and pick you and your wife and brings you a ticket and give you pocket money, $1,000, and give you a tour guide and fly you from Accra to Israel, Tel Aviv, for 1 week. Hotel bills paid, everything paid, and bring you back. The tour guide was speaking to me. As a matter of fact, he's a rabbi, Apostle Paul Daniels. He will be ministering next week here. He has been to Israel over 50 times. This last trip he went last week was the 51st time he has been to Israel. He's a rabbi. I want you to meet a Ghanaian rabbi. A Ghanaian rabbi. He knows this place so well. He was speaking to me and then he said to me, Akura, sometimes, but Israel, let them go on a pilgrimage and go and wait upon the Lord. Now me say, what a shock. And I'm saying, yeah, then. And was said slot on one slot. I'm saying, I don't want from my. Was it me you? Baby, I was a minded. And maybe me find a me jaw your day, then what in ye? I'm so why out here? Why out here? Yami brim. Obey Amanayef. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. Ye dear Sam, it only will be Chadia, now only will be Yadia, ya, ye careful. Beunus are 10 years, I send ye any mono. Beunus and now we are could differ. Remember, mamma, ye fasting and prayer, and Majim Kurof was tear the American. A dear ye, ye know ye, children quite ye quine and occurred quine. Ujina hei ukuta wobi kunumu jemu. Jemu! Enya saa wompabu heye kwa. You're wasting precious time. Jemu. Uhe na enya kufie koda. I'm serious. We enya jioye ukosarabe bimpaibu nibi. No. Mia wani! Nasum nyamefa. Push this thing up a little bit. That is what we have come here to do. And so for everybody who is in this place, I just wanted you to know that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. Mark the word righteous. Just like he was saying in James chapter 5 verse 17. Put it on the screen. Let us work it out. James 5 verse number 17. The Bible said Elijah was a man of like passions. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth for the space of 3.5 years. In the 18th verse the Bible said. And he prayed again. And heaven gave rain. again, and the earth brought forth her fruit. And so in verse 19, he said, brethren, okay, let's go to verse number 16. As a matter of fact, let's start from verse 15 and then bring it down. He said, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed any sins, you see, he is connecting prayer, faith, and sins. Prayer, faith, and sins. Obi bom paye na nsem ye moja ni jidie no atofom ni paibo no ekwanyasi. And therefore the Bible says, even if he has committed any sins, it will be forgiven. And in the 16th verse, the Bible said, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. And then listen to the rest of the statement, for the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous. He didn't say effectual fervent prayer availeth man, of the righteous man, of the righteous, from the heart to the conscience to the motives. Righteousness exalts a nation. Obi anyone turn at them up. But when the young man is addicted to pornography, everybody can watch pornography. But Daniel said, how can I sin against God with the defilement of the king's meat? Joseph said, and I'm in a Potiphar, you better. Are you pony with your tear with young crupon? I can't tell you when you are going to tell you. And this fast is no easy other fast like the fast that carries us to Golgotha. Golgotha! Yeah, Papa, no, me, I'm in Basil, Roman, Anglican, and Fuakura. I want to say, I can't tell him, Papa, your friend, and Lent. Everywhere could I go 40 days? Can you imagine that? Everywhere! Go 40 days. Your friend, Nanti, and Mabawa, Conjuran, and Pabana, the 50th television. Oh, Diagro. My catcher, when Rami excited too much, you know, Tinefia, your Bobo and Vama. Satan, Bobo, don't bring it. As I'm speaking to you right now, the whole township of Asante Achim Kumewu Abunyinya. Crying about them. The reason is because of my MP who are not pay. My MP who are not pay. Pumna ye ubiya be shianu biya bobina. Ubiya ube shianu kumewu abantini biya. Because that MP is just like my MP. Honorable Patrick Yabu, I am a ye, adoye, brunye, umudine, fine. Because of one man. So I'm speaking to you, Honorable Shefriji. Aye! Asantia Chim Kumewu, MP, Honorable Shefriji. And then, there is an accident that have claimed 9 lives instantly. There was a boat time on 7 something on here kasana. Na boat capsized boat. 8 people. Adia meeting last week, ABC on the Volta Lake. This week, Ibia says, Mrs. Seta buying a numupe mojanum. Mojanu a Seta pena a dorsum. As I'm speaking to you right now in Maryland this morning, young people, students pulled guns shooting each other. Shooting each other. Munsuradia. Yeah, what are you now? You're Suromoja. Obi twi pompa chem bo tuo ko series is here. Mama comfort be jan Charlie ho. Obi jan Charlie ho kra sana. Otu mrika. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. So he said, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. There is a clause there. It's not the eyes of the Lord are on the people. No. On the righteous. He comes into this church and looks upon this house. He is looking for the righteous. His eyes will favorably be responding to the righteous. So the question is going to be, before, you know, whilst we are getting ready for Easter week, are you righteous? Yeah, Andrew. We are working on our faith, sweetheart. We are working on our faith. We are working on our faith. Empire Bobia, Wobeko Asia, he said, Yewabe, Ya Yenka, Vujira Blepa, Christ Muncho. Sister, only am I. The reason is because you can receive a breakthrough and be lost. Yeah. You can receive a breakthrough and be lost. May a breakthrough and be saved. I am saved in Christ and I have the breakthrough. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ and I'm prospering. I have a union with Christ and it is well with me. Dear Samami, can he? I'm many years who are young. Timmy, Ban and Chamber, Becca, and the Papa, and Yama, Winnie, fix it for me. Fix it for me. Babu said, we would have now an inable years who are singing him. Baku can't say, we years who it is said, you know, who can someone prisons and I said, it's a be a me, Kofio Domi, Kopio, and someone more as well. Kofio, one who have a beer. Who bet you are? I did to move, but you are. Who bet you are? Send Anki Gamuina, now we've been there. You might want me to be dimming on. But the people here, Jesus, back one can say, hey, who's running me on? But TTB, man, you and what can when you come into your kingdom, remember me. Kind, yeah, no, I kind. Uba wahini. Then we want to say, yes, hey, you wahini, I wahini. Kromfa wa de fiase, but yes, unka, but we want to da privilege on in Asia. Hey, then we want to say, yes, you wahini, I wahini. Ubawa hini mwa ya kame wa senu kureme so se nede ube kame ho paradisi. Wanina nya yonkofa wa senya breakthrough. No baptism, no confirmation, no catechism, no classes and all that, no discipleship, no speaking in tongues, no laying of hands, no falling under the power, no all the things, no speaking in tongues by Canada, no fire baptism, no communion, while we be there. Today you will be with me in paradises. Omani pass it by all the process. Tonight I stand here in the precious name of Jesus. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. He looks upon them with favor. With famous will lift it, will shift you away from the righteous. Will be free righteousness more. You know, therefore, make sure he that have clean hands and the pure heart, who has not lifted his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Put it on the screen. Let me read it. Psalm 24 and verse number 1. Psalm number 24 and the first verse. The Bible says, dead is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and them that dwell in. He has founded it upon the waters and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the holy hills of God? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the God of his salvation. He in a move further, he said, Jesus, the generation of them that seek God, of them that seek the God of Jacob, Selah. And he goes and said, lift up your heads, oh ye gates, be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory will come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. I will go back to verse number 5. Lift up your heads. He goes, He shall go to verse 4. He that hath cleansed and a pure heart. He that hath cleansed and a pure heart. He that hath cleansed and a pure heart. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 8. The Bible said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Whilst we are praying and whilst we are climbing in all these things, let me start from verse 3. And he said in verse number 3 of Matthew chapter 3, he said, blessed are the pure in spirit. Poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And goes ahead and says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. He goes further and said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, my favorite, for they shall see God. And blessed, he said, are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. In the 10th verse, he said, blessed are you when men persecute you for righteousness' sake, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. And then he said, interestingly, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. He said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. In the 13th verse, he said, you are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its flavor or taste, wherein shall it be salted? Because it's good for nothing, it shall be cast out, and men shall tread upon it. It goes and say, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. When you were picked out, so that I may for you here in a year. But I dear be anyway, bit me the wabba from who's a wabba from one. Wow, I'm out home quiet. And I see it and wabba from. And so he goes into the 15th verse and said, you know, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but upon a candlestick, that it will give light or radiate light up into the whole house. In the 16th verse, he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In the 17th verse, think not that I am come to destroy the law and the prophets, but I am come to fulfill it. In the 18th verse, he said, verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one little shall in no wise pass from the law till all of it is fulfilled. Psalm 1 verse number 1 to verse number 3, I read to you. The Bible said, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the unscorned, of the scornful, but his delight is the law or the word of God. He meditates upon it day and night. The Bible said that he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which bringeth its fruit in its season. His leaves will not wither. Everything that it does, it shall prosper. Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8. The Bible said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Thou shalt meditate upon it day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Deuteronomy chapter number 6 and verse number 4 downwards, the Bible makes it. He said, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is number one. Thou shalt love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And in the 6th verse, he said, and all these words, Cofidro is muttering and screaming this night, you shall place them upon your heart. In the 7th verse, and you shall diligently teach it to your children and talk them when thou sit in your house. And the Bible bushes, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, in the 8th verse, the Bible said, thou shalt bind it upon your hand, and it shall be upon the frontlets of your eyelids. In other words, this is where handbands come. So handbands are not for churches. Handbands are for the word of God. Write to the word upon the handbands and let people know that the word of God cannot be forgotten. Put them on your hands and let them know. Let them memorize the word of God. The 9th verse will help me. He goes further and said, thou shalt write them upon the post of your door, of your house, and upon the keys. In the 10th verse, the Bible said, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and Israel, to give unto them a great and a goodly cities, which thou buildest not. In the 11th verse, the Bible said, and houses full of good things, which thou fillest not, and wells dug, which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not. When thou have eaten and you are full, and the Bible said, beware. When you beware of dogs. Beware that thou forgetst not the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land. Beware that you forget not the Lord. It is easy to forget God. Years of regret is easy to forget God. When we are really afraid with that, I'm serious. And then in the 13th verse, he said, in the 13th, he said, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Serve him, and thou shalt swear by his name. I am not talking about I swear by God, no. Because when you shall swear by God, it means that when the truth comes by the standard of God, so help me God, like our pledge, I promise on my honor to be faithful. When you're faithful to them, you'll be faithful to a nation. Faithful! So help me God. Deuteronomy chapter number 8 and verse number 10. The Bible said a similar thing in there. And when thou art eating and you are full, thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the land which he has given you. And then he goes into the 11th verse and says, beware that thou forgetst not the Lord thy God in it, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. And so he goes further and said, Lisa, when thou art eaten and you are full, thou shalt, and when you have built goodly houses and dwelt therein, in the 13th verse when he said, and when you have herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied, he said, but then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of slavery or bondage. In the 15th verse he said, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness wherein were fairy serpents, scorpions, and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. In the 16th verse he said, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and he might prove thee to do his good pleasure. In your latter, and in the 17th verse, he said, and thou say in thy high mind power, like Nebuchadnezzar and like Herod, he say that my hand and my might have gotten me this well. But he said in verse 18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power our wisdom, wealth, to get well, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto your fathers, unto you, my God. Exodus chapter number 25 and verse number 23, the Bible said something very clearly, and thou shalt make a table of smitten wood. Let's do 23:25. Exodus chapter 23 and verse number 25, the Bible said, interestingly, he said, and thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he will take away sicknesses from among you. And he said, and there shall be none, nothing that shall cast their young, and there will be none barren in the land all the number of your days. In the 27th verse, he said, you know, and I will send my fear before thee, I will destroy all the people to whom thou shalt come, and I will make all your enemies turn their backs unto you. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse number 4, the Bible said very clear in God's word, he said, blessed shall be thy fruit, the fruit of your body and the fruit of your ground, and the blessed shall be, you know, thy cattle and your increase, and the of its kind, and the flock and the sheep. Go to verse 2 and let me possibly read, maybe verse 1 can even be of a good understanding. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, and observe to do all the commandments which God has promised, has commanded you this day, he said, the Lord thy God shall set you on high, high above all nations of the earth. In the second verse, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. And if thou shalt hearken unto the Lord thy God, the voice of the Lord thy God. In the third verse, he said, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. In the fourth verse, which I read, in the fifth verse, the Bible said, in the fifth verse, the Bible said, blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. In the sixth verse, blessed shall be, you know, you when you comest in and when you goest out, you shall be blessed. In the seventh verse, the Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face, and they shall come against you in one way, and they shall flee in seven ways. In the eighth verse, the Bible said, the Lord shall command the blessings upon you, and in thy upon thee in thy storehouse, and in all that thou settest your hand to do. Sit down, check your life. Something is wrong. It's not coming from above, it's coming from beneath. Anything that you set your hands to do, the Lord will prosper it. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God has given unto you. Verse number 9. Interestingly, he looked at this. He said, the Lord shall establish you as a holy people. Put this in GNT. In GNT, this verse says, if you obey the Lord your God and do everything he commands, the Bible said, he will make you his own people as he has promised. And in the 10th verse, he said, interestingly, he said, then all the people of the earth will see that the Lord has chosen you to be his own people, and they will be afraid of you. They will be afraid of you. Verse 11, I will finish with verse 12. The Lord will give you many children, many cattle, abundance of crops in the land that he promised your ancestors to give them. And in the 12th verse, he said, and he will send rain in season from his rich storehouse in the sky, and bless all your work, so that, dear ye, he will bless all your work. That means that it is not one work. Even God had a plan for people to have multiple streams of income, not just one stream. All your work. What to nyame asem? Eden will be to me when the number you know when you are on baby, but your mother number, mammy, and my friend, you didn't go. What is wrong with that? Stop it! Every Christian that begs is a disgrace to the cross of Christ. It's a disgrace to the cross of Christ. so that you will lend to many nations. To go for beba me jabi siabo. When we buy a sugo, who do know where you say it was happy man? Some man in front you know ni mo no amre. To go president na singbe. Ebei. You will come and meet Kofi Udru. I will lend to nations, borrow from none. As I made it, this is not a joke. Lend to nations. He did, after a matter of fact, he didn't say he will lend to nations. He said he will lend to many nations. America will be coming to me. I want to build a city for God. I'm build a city from scratch. Everything. It's a real estate, hotels, supermarkets, malls. You know, I will create stuff there. And people will travel and come and see. People will travel from the world and come to me. The day when Mukuru was in Sasini, the flat. Since Sasini, Chami Yirikuru Mushia. Ubami Chamis, Mungochiam, I'm in Sinum. Mungochiam in Sin. Abrofu, Baba, Mungochiam in Sin. Yeah, to the glory of Almighty God. That man in Namahamet, I only am Bibi Kakrama. Stop it! Usum Yamia, what Tia say? Is somebody clapping those hands? Hold peace. God will make it fast. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse number 41. The Bible says, and the Bible makes it. This one, let me read it in my language. And he said, he now na Elia catch the Ahab se fruko di dinenom. In the 42th verse, he said, na mete osukasienka na Ahab e fruko se uko di dinuanom na Elia di yowo fruko kamele tifin odinenim kosheni kuto yuntem. The Bible said, na wakatch le na bofra se fruko yepufem o fruko yebe kanse huiniho o se sanko empre sanko na emprenso ne base di etosunso no have moved on e base di
I pray the anointing of miracle upon everybody in this place, that grace will come upon you. You will accelerate by the might and the power of God. That God will grant you supernatural speed and elevation. You will run with horsemen and with chariots. Somebody shout, hey! A dear when you made the life for me, you know, oh, be true. I'm in no form. Oh, be true. And God will do it so fast. Eric, let me tell everybody in this place, whatever the Lord will begin from tonight, it will be a fast work. Fast work, fast work, fast work, fast work. Am I talking to you right now? Fast work!
God will do a fast work in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus. What he has begun, he will accomplish. He will send you helpers on every side. He will open doors beyond your own imagination. You will know that you are serving the God of miracles. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, I see doors opening. I see heaven open. I see tables set before God's people in the presence of your adversaries. Somebody shall hey! And you may hey when you go back to your numerous sir, and then you may know you were saying that you might pass it on my certain answer. Now, dear, watch us here. No, what a query, Papa. Can I hear good amen? Clap those hands unto God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. How many people are ready for prayer tonight? An empire, you know, we are going to, I intentionally read all these things because I am talking to the righteous. Many are telling me focus. The eyes of the Lord are, we are asking God to enforce all these scriptures on your life. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, after this fast and prayer, Golgotha will bring you, by the name of Jesus, will bring you a financial release. Yeah. But we didn't have a fruit. I mean, what kind can you? Yeah. God will settle you. The youngest millionaire that I met was in South Africa, 19 years old. 19 years old, he was. I mean, the government of South Africa did not even understand his wealth. They blocked all his assets. They laid hands on all his bank accounts. He came to me in one of the prophetic services. And then he said to me, when I call his name out of the congregation, he said to me, all my accounts have been freezed. I said, come and let me pray for you. What do you do? He said, I am a forex broker. He traded in forex trading and bitcoins and cryptocurrency. Yeah, cryptocurrency. I did read and grand work as mommy can win you be better than as mommy can. Yeah, I'm a comfort. Now, you will not believe this, but let me say this. This boy, I prayed for him. Within 24 hours, he said, since I don't have a bank account and I don't intend to open one, I am going to, whatever money I make, I will take a photograph and show it to you that your God is alive. First day, he traded and he had only $4,000. He put the money on the bed and took a picture and sent it to me. Second day, he had $10,000. He added the $10,000 to the $14,000. Within 1 week, the boy had made $70,000. In 1 week, $70,000. You're freezing accounts now. We'll be making $70,000 in 1 week. Today, Saudi Arabia signed a contract with China to supply them with oil. One day, China is paying Saudi Arabia £1 million in one day. And we are here debating NDC MPP. The most dangerous thing that ever happened to our history are these two groups. We are debating who voted against who, and we are debating IMF loan. Nations! You will lend to nations and borrow from none. By the time you are in the borrowing square, something is wrong. This is the reason why we started something. It is part of our sorry, Papa Mumua, in Alabaster City. I said, I will bring it here according to your request. But be Mr. Pedro, I want to help 50 people stand on their feet. Omo ba sorry ya. Enya ona abeka offering. Omo they know how to give to God. Jenefa koye ju. And I don't tell you see be ma ska be je ko no. Dear na ye. Me yes sir. Pa ka musika. Na you don't interest it. We do it random. Yeah, and shada and shada. Yeah, be up and say two Wednesdays. Wednesday we're by I saw it in a bomba. I'm saying, huh? Yeah, no. No problem. We ain't see now, no. This week in your see. Next week we ain't see. But we're about 4 Wednesdays. But take a real people, not real people. The real people are the people that we are dealing with. The real people. Tonight, our prayer will move the heavens. Because we are righteous people. It will move the heavens. Somebody shout Jesus 7 times. Jesus. 2, 3, 4, 5. Six, the last one. Open your mouth and begin to pray. You can leave your chair. This whole place is for you. Dia rakata kadiga dohoshka, akia dakataka dakosha, ratom rakaska, ayaku kagerere, yatora bosha, We pray for the miraculous provisions of God. Let the God of miracles perform. Let the God of miracles. Shabbat, 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 Shabbat,
I declare the life of God over these cards in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Protocol, can you give everybody one card for me? We want to use it as a point of contact in the next prayer. We want to hide everybody in the blood. Sister, Bonzamo Tutubo. The enemy is throwing stones. Give everybody one for me. It's a point of contact. You're watching us online, follow us with your heart. You can write whatever you want to write as your request on a piece of paper and join us. Tonight we will take our time and write our request. When you are coming tomorrow, find a nice envelope and put it in it and bring it. And it comes to this time, on every night, we will lift it before the throne of God. Jesus celebration, Golgotha. Now lift the card up. And somebody declare, in the name of Jesus. Debbie, Debbie, Debbie. So lift your voice in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare the covering of the blood,
the covering of, the blood
of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. In the name of Jesus. Somebody declare the blood over your lives. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Declare the blood. Declare the blood. Declare the blood. Fire the butcher.
Was traveling yesterday on the Kumasi Road, just in the middle of the road, he met an accident, and then he took his phone and filmed an accident. One air van bus and one other Toyota something collided, and they carried the driver like this. Three people carried the driver like this, running looking for a vehicle to put the person in it. Ohima abuone tutu because natural. The attacks are unbelievable, flying everywhere. I'm asking you to wait after here. You feel 30 minutes, 1 hour. Dear one more debate, maybe I wake up. The enemy is looking for you, but if he doesn't find you, he will find your children. If he doesn't find your children, he will find your husband, your wife, and then come after your finances, your business, and come after your peace. Wake up! Wake up in prayer. It's not a joke. I told us yesterday, it has never happened in our 20 whatever years in fellowship and 19 years in as a church. We have never had a 14-day fast during Easter. Never. This is a call to prayer. You better wake up. Can you put the card in your bag? And then this is our last prayer. Every attack looking for your head. Every snare, every trap, every blood-sucking spirit, every blood-sucking demon, we stand here as children of God with privileges and with rights in the name of Jesus, in the premise of the blood of the Lamb, and we lift a prayer. Somebody shout, hey! Man, do one can shout, hey! Enemies scatter. Clap your hands and pray. Clap and pray.
Yeah.
The name of the Lord. Everybody holding a car key, can you come to me quickly? Let's soak them in the blood. Can you bring me a bowl of oil very quickly? And let's soak every key or every car in the presence of God. Evil will not come near your dwelling. Evil will not come near your dwelling. Say a good amen. Before we do that, mommy police, sweetie, can I pray for you? Come, my darling. I will soak every car in the blood. He says, I probably no drop of blood from this commission will fall to the ground. Serious! No blood from this commission will ever fall to the ground. Everybody, I want you to stand on your feet. I'm dealing with a wicked spirit. Do it quick. The Spirit of God has shown me something. And what I have seen started 9 months ago. Specifically, the Lord has shown me an attack. There is a promotion before this woman. And the enemy has been fighting the promotion for some time now. The promotion was decided when she returned from peacekeeping. Because of her performance, the decision was taken to promote her by rank and then send her back again to peacekeeping. But the Holy Spirit is speaking to me that Edipa Biafa, as ma me can create you want to look at. Now, me wuno say, blood, as a will be the moja so moja. Adia so moja. When you baby, I won't cry a moja. Abro so or crabian qua a woman. The life of every creature is in the blood. If the blood is extinct out of you, you are dead. Hallelujah. A person is sorry to attack me. A deeper marco marco nine. Ever boss who from your department and a different department. Maybe I mean found who pay a bonia when Yamia your son no no or your top or that you talking about. I see a dear now woman to the world. Yamia your son no no or your red tongue coupon who persists bonnet who be decay. I'm telling you who be decay. Evil will not come near you, sweetie. I'm telling you. Your bomb army police today. I from that army police and I don't even know their names. It is bad. Hallelujah. Sweetheart, what is your name? Charles Jazz. Hey, drink good name, dear dear, so our pampas. The devil is a loser. I'm in tears here. Please give me a get your grace. Peace give me. Yeah, man, what your man van is saying, a day, crowd, you two had a cut $300 a day, crowd. A day. A day. Ghana, I'm very full, two coin per diem one day per diem. You know, chief director, Timiji, $2,000. Okra won in Nam and Change and Anokon in Nam Dubai, Monum tea, Rim Cocona, and the Dow would tell my Biam Godi, a cra, will pay them $300 a day. Till the more I'm not better than a cruness or no, or my Apache and Ebre. It is sister, maybe Tinase, because she's a hard worker. There are hardworking people who fear before trying to come on now with you. What do you want to try? I see a from you too. Would you say, Brano, I have born, Grahame, easy. You have one on Angra for so fit. You be jumped to me. Let me change. I'm telling you. May catch the wobo for me for bomb me, quetia, abozome, a catchy a ball, a da, so many, quew, may catch that Santa Fabe for, on where what brown and a half for Cape Coast, on where water curate, on where wako enchi, on where a quako to the north, let God arise. I police a first name. I mean, oh, everybody who did this. Amelia, your body did it 7 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Lap bones and bump. I liberate you from every shackles of attack. You will not die prematurely. You will live and prosper. You will be in good health. I rebuke the agenda of the enemy. And I do you to us here. One more pair will say, Yanni animal was here. Oh, my gina to and come on, man, Casa Womoso. We yes, who demo a dominant amen. You are blessed, sweetie. Go in victory. Oh, clap those. My time is up. I wanted to speak about my time is up. 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Before we take our offerings, any seed that you will want to hold up to that particular empire, your boss is here. Breaking every let God draw his sword and place every demonic entity whatsoever in the mighty name of Jesus. Pull a seed and drop it on the altar and let God fight your battle. Pull your seed. I'm telling you, I won't spare you. I'm seriously telling you so. Ibu tuana jubia through this 14 days. Fight for your people, oh God. It is an offering of war. Fight for your people in the precious name of Jesus. A bia udinda, umfuni da, ubia omashia, womo kanji udi. Let God arise. A bia bia so de tia wisikasem, wajuman koswa. Let God arise in the mighty name of Jesus. Get a pen and write your scripture for tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, even though we are. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is day number 3. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23. On the screen, let me read. The Bible said, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised you or that has promised. In GNT, the same one says, let us hold on firmly to the hope we profess, because we can trust God to keep his promise. Oh yeah, he will keep his promise. He will keep his promise. Second scripture for tomorrow's fast, Psalm number 28, verse number 6 to 9. Psalm 28, verse 6 to 9. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. In verse 7, he says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in God. I am helped, therefore my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song will I praise him. In the 8th verse, the Bible said, the Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. This is your scripture for tomorrow. Hallelujah. Check the platforms, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, wherever, and Instagram or Telegram. Go get it. By 12 midnight, we drop it over there for you. So
Watch out, and the Lord will bless you. Pick up your offering. Let's close. You don't have it. Please don't be worried. The Lord bless you. I declare prophetically over your people that they will never run dry. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Come and engage the altar. Help me, sir. Yes, you are my faith. Now I share me boy. Oh, bedini boy. Yes, you are my faith. Oh, yami a share me
boy.
Oh, you di ma fu.
Yes, you are my faith.
Now I share me boy.
Obedini boshe so.
Owa mafa.
Yesu wa mafa. Na wa shemi
bo. Obedini boshe so.
Obedini boshe so.
Oh, Yesu wa mafa.
Na wa shemi bo.
Bring that thing.
Obedini boshe so.
Come and dip your key here. I declare the covering of the blood of the Lamb. Now this oil is a token. In Jesus' name. Did it bring my key, my darling? Bless you. Dip your key in this oil. Thank you very much. Will you hear what they say? Which means say, Hallelujah. Sweetie, come to me. What's your name? All this while, I don't know your name. Adipa, let me pray for you. Sweetie, me pacho jina na aswa. Sisi enu abri. Asu me baye mi jina ho. Sweetie jina na aswa. We are dealing with a very wicked spirit. A tifa osua. Wow, stretch your hands whilst you are on your feet. Evil will not come near you. Anyone, papa. Oh, the Lord is speaking to me that. I know accident we see where Eastern region almost but he delivered you out of it. But the Holy Spirit is telling me specifically to tell you, be very careful among even your compatriots, your friends, the people you are working with, your food, your water, where you place yourself, be careful. Because now it's not a joke. So I hide you in the presence of God. Amen. They will not find you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. Clap your hands. Let's close. Tomorrow in the evening, we will come and spread whatever that we do before the Lord. Tomorrow. And so 6 o'clock, 7 start. But we start. I came to join the 5:30 prayer. My God. My God. My God, that was awesome. 5:30 to 6:30. Yeba. Obia mo prayer topic biya. Dia wo de ba biya be bom pai. After 6:30 then we start. Amen. The Lord bless you and take you all home safely. Amen. Raise your two hands. I hide you in the glory in his presence. May God find you worthy of his favor and continue to bless you beyond your own imaginations. In Jesus' precious name, may he take you home safely and watch over you tonight and raise you up in victory in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Before we share the grace, tomorrow Forest Empire Bokesia, 8 to 10. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. 2 hours, and then in the evening we are here. You can't miss it.
The Lord bless you. Let's share the grace together with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Abide with us now and forevermore. Surely signs and wonders will follow us all the rest of our lives. We will dwell in the house of God forever and ever in Jesus' name. You guys, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you tomorrow. God bless.
He said, your lifestyle, you are my womb. The youth of Ghana going through. I am Shishia. There were some groups of threesome, twosome. Three women sleeping with one man. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. I'm telling you. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. And the church, we are busy in our churches fighting each other. We share trousers, we boduku. Stop your madness. I don't want to hear it. The soul is perishing. My job is the soul. I go after the soul that is lost. Preach Christ in every corner, every ghetto. Snatch the soul from hellfire. Preach until the people repent. Preach until they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Preach until there is conversion. Repentance. Preach until the people are born again. For he that cometh unto God, God will not cast away. Yeah, God will not cast away. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Yeah, for you know with the heart, you know man believeth unto righteousness with the mouth. Confession is made unto salvation. That is my job. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Christ Jesus, the bread of life, that if anybody believes in him, he will not perish but have everlasting life. God will go after the one and leave the 99. I am talking about that God. There were coaching a drama, so no, we're money for was a man, so me move for we're not to do for no catch your woman, sir. Me move for come, then it is a BM Nadia chance. The soul is important.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.